WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it'll be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Heavy Heart, Mojave Nomads, and Jess Locke. Today's reissue song is from 10cc off of a Best Of collection. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Regina Spektor and decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a song from Night Owl. Night Owl, all one word, are a brand spanking new unsigned alt garage rock band with a 60s bent. They're a quartet out of the Los Angeles, California area. I first found them in November of 2015 with the release of their single Stripped to the Core, which at the time was their one and only single. Well, Night Owl is back with a follow-up. Today, it's called Everyone's Talking. I hope they pick up the pace of new music, because at this rate, it'll take about 3 more years for an EP to get ready. New music from Night Owl here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Talking. New music from Mojave Nomads here on Freeform Radio. I wasn't sure when it was going to stop. Anyway, Mojave Nomads here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. And Mojave Nomads are an unsigned alt-rock five-some from Ogden, Utah. They've been putting together music for a little over a year now, trying to break into the scene, as it were. The brand new single of theirs is called Creature Double Feature and can be had for free. And I provided that link at my website at tksmusic.com. Changing musical direction with a London-based unsigned indie trio, Dama Scout, D-A-M-A Scout. At first blush, they remind me of the band J-Sum. But they pull into their own about halfway through this song. Oh, and the song I have for you called Forget It's Good. It's Dama Scout's one and only song so far. And I've been reading some reviews, but there's not a whole lot on them. They've been getting some good reviews. But that's about all I've got for you. So we'll just move on from here. New music from Dama Scout here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Crazy in all the love.
latest material from Arbus here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. And that tune, let's see, where's my place here? Okay, Arbus, they are a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop trio. They're out of Melbourne, Australia. And I tell you, I was just smitten with these guys. I love the guitar work and of Sam, paired against the vocal stylings of Jess, and she's the lead singer, along with the strong lead on the drums from Anita. Originally found this trio back in August of 2015, and I put them on my artist to watch list. The EP that was released last year, Swimmer, was a terrific effort. The threesome are back in 2016 with a wonderful single that I just aired. It's called Sun on My Back.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Next up is September's new song installment from Heavy Heart. I've been playing singles from Heavy Heart since February of this year. They are doing a single a month, which I think is a wonderful marketing strategy. So, Heavy Heart, they are an unsigned mixed-gendered quintet out of London. The band slides easily through genres, moving from shoegaze to some nice alt-rock. I've been in touch with the band, and I've been getting information from and getting these songs, obviously, which still makes me giddy. And I asked them about compiling this music into an album or an EP. They said they are moving in that direction. They haven't decided just which way yet, but I'm sure they will let me know. This song, or this month's installment, is called The World is a Gumball. It's a nice one. New music from Heavy Heart here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Regina Spektor right after the latest here from Liv. New music from Liv here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Liv is a Swedish pop supergroup of sorts. The band members are Leaky Lee, Mike Snows, Andrew Wyatt, and Pontus Winberg, and Peter Bjorn and John's Bjorn Yttling. They collaborated to put out this lovely and layered piece. It's called Wings of Love. And I was reading a review on this band and the song. The author compared Liv to a modern version of Fleetwood Mac. I just thought I'd share that with you. All right, it's time for our first speech. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I like to introduce new music to you from an artist and then follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Regina Spektor. Regina Spektor is a quirky and talented singer-songwriter and pianist. She's originally from the Soviet Union, and I just discovered that we share the same birthday. Oh, Wikipedia. You're so informative. She came to the U.S. when she was just 9 years old and continued her music training. She self-released her first three albums before she got signed in 2004 with Sire Records. Since signing her record deal, Mrs. Spector has released four studio albums, with the latest being Remember Us to Life, which came out on September 30th. The track I have picked for you this morning is not the selected single, however, I just liked it better. It's called Older and Taller. So, here is Regina Spector. She is today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I hear in my mind my heart, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart. Suppose I never, ever met you. Suppose we never fell in love.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Regina Spektor with Fidelity, which is off her 2006 record label debut album, Begin to Hope.
Most of us start every day with good intentions, and then everyday life gets in the way.
Maybe next time.
What if you could take care of your daily responsibilities and get the exercise you need all at the same time? Experts say with more opportunities to walk, bike, or take public transportation, active living would become part of our daily lives. It's not impossible, but it will take good planning. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Keeping the music going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from 10cc. Now, 10cc were often described as an English rock art band. They were compared to Frank Zappa on numerous occasions. There were many configurations of this band with members leaving and coming, but technically, 10cc still exists with Graham Golding fronting this version. The album that has been reissued is a best of collection entitled I'm Not in Love, The Essential 10cc. They actually have quite a number of best of collections, but I really think the most popular song they have is I'm Not in Love, and, well, that's what I'm going to play. This is 10cc with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. I'd like to see you.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was new stuff from Jess Locke. And that's L-O-C-K-E. Jess Locke, she's a lo-fi indie singer-songwriter originally from the central coast of New South Wales in Australia, but has now since relocated to Melbourne. She's been performing and recording quietly for a couple of years now, but she recently added a live band to her performances, and I think it's really upped her game. With the release of her brand new single there, Paper Planes, she has added a, well, I guess more of a bite and texture to her sound. Next up is some engaging orchestral rock from Dan Sultan. Dan Sultan from Melbourne, Australia, fronts this five-piece band that slips easily from blues to rock to soul. Sultan is building on the success of his last album, Blackbird, which came out in 2014. This single, Magnetic, just came out September 23rd. It's on Liberation Records, and he's already getting some good press. Check it out for yourself. New music from Dan Sultan here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Whoa, what happened there? Let me start that over again. 91.5 WMFO. Didn't realize I had queued that one up. Anyway, this is TK here with music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from Kelsey Carter. And Kelsey Carter is a self-described, quote, rebel Australian blue-eyed soul singer. I listen to Sam Cooke and carry a switchblade. I don't belong here, unquote. Kelsey was born, that just cracked me up. Kelsey was born in New Zealand, but moved to Australia at the age of three. She grew up in a very music-oriented family where she studied drums, flute, and piano. Once she got out of high school, though, she moved to Los Angeles and started her music career there. Her first official recording came out in 2015, and in this year, she's released three singles, with the latest being called Out of Drugs. It hit the streets on September 30th. And that's what you're going to hear now. Of course, please stay tuned for hours two and three of music you might otherwise miss.
Coca-Cola dreams, sugar, don't wake me from this sleep. I'm so in love, I can't believe it's only been 17 days. I'm losing my shit, ain't never felt this way. Tell me, babe, is this a bad trip? Or am I just tweaking on sadness? Tell me, babe, is this a bad trip? Or am I just tweaking on smoke comes flying, scratch under the hood. Will you keep riding or leave me for good? Tell me, babe, is this a bad trip? Or am I just tweaking on sadness? Tell me, babe, is this a bad trip? Or am I just tweaking on don't stop loving me. 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 Don't you ever stop loving me. Loving me. Oh, oh baby. Don't stop loving me. Don't you dare stop doing that thing, darling. Oh.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from Weezer, Lucinda Williams, and Ben Lee. Plus, I have new tunes from Dent May, Swimming Tapes, and Nick Waterhouse. The Double Down featured artist is Mallrat, which will include two tracks from her latest effort, Plus, I've got a great cover tune for you in our Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Dressy Bessie. This is called Side 2 here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.